the biggest things that I'm learning the older I get is to always remain curious, you know, always looking for more knowledge, looking to obtain knowledge, things that I don't know, things that I'm interested in, you know, just still staying thirsty for information. I seen something crazy where a monolith popped up in Colorado, and they didn't know where it came from. But I think they had an establishment that was near there, so they had a bunch of people running down there to go and see it. I think the owner said they probably had between 800 to 1,500 people come down. But they got that thing up out of there. Said it was bad for business. It was messing up the hills and all that. Said it's strange that things like that can pop up and we not know where it came from. Shout out to all the WNBA All-Stars. You know, shout out DT, making her 11th one. I think she had the highest number out of everybody that was elected this year. Shout out my favorite player, Asia, who probably going to win another MVP. And for the rookies, you know what I'm saying? Shout out them too. I found something that I seen was like really interesting. It was about Massachusetts ride sharing. They're going to be averaging around like $32 an hour. I thought that was real dope. Shout out to them for fighting for that. I think that's pretty cool. And other states should definitely, you know, follow behind them. I've been kind of keeping up with the Hornets over the summer too, just kind of watching some of the moves and stuff we make, man. Like, and I know this is a personal opinion, so it don't really mean much, but man, we got to keep 30 at home, you know. I just think out of respect, he could bring like so many different things, leadership, you know, and showing how to be a professional. And I mean, he still is a great shooter, you know. So we definitely need to try to keep him around in Charlotte. It's home. And then the fact that, you know, his dad wearing that number and then him being here, I think that's like a cool element. And he's one of our own. So I'm going to always push one of our own, you know, to stick around, be around on a team for sure. I'm Cure by Trey. It definitely been like one of my favorite songs right now. I just like the energy of it. And then it is like a bluesy. The lyrics are very bluesy. But as far as like the pattern of the song is very uplifting, if that makes sense. So it's like a song that comforts you even when you're low, you know? So yeah, I rock with that. Pray for Redbox. Pray for America. Pray for the Splash Bros. And of course, pray for me.